This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Taking the world to task, how do you do? And welcome, if you're just joining us now, it's Wednesday the 12th, right? 8/12/20.
Almost halfway through August.
I know. Oh, yeah. I haven't even, like, been outside in August.
How are you feeling? Better? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Victoria is moaning and groaning about the allergies that we all are tending to. And,
it's
Jennifer's
so bad.
Got the corona. She wasn't here with us yesterday.
I just couldn't sleep. That's what's so bizarre about. That's one of the side effects of this that is driving me crazy, is that I can't go to sleep at night, and so I'm getting like 2 hours of sleep, and it's
you can't recover that way.
It's really difficult. So yesterday I couldn't go to sleep until I don't know. I think whatever it was, maybe midnight. My alarm goes off at 3 o'clock. To do this show, and I woke up and just had one of those headaches again, and I felt kind of like, it's really weird when you get up and you just kind of feel like you're
like you got in your body, nothing by sleeping.
Yeah, like everything in your body is like you need to lay back down again. Like you feel kind of dizzy and just off kilter, and so you guys were nice enough. I actually texted you late, and I was like, I'm just feeling wonky, and there was no other way to describe that.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've promised myself during all of this, going through COVID and my family going through it, what I'm trying to get them to do, is the reason I think that I've had, and I believe I've had a mild case, is by honoring what my body's telling me. And if my body's telling me that I need to lay down, or if I need to have more water, or if I need to do whatever it is, I'm really trying to do what my body's telling me to do, because I think that's the only way through all of this. My doctor said something very early on, since there's no, when you get something that doesn't really have a cure or a treatment, you treat the symptoms, and that's what he told me. He's like, when you're feeling something, we'll address that. So I appreciate you guys putting up with me, but it's a tough road to hoe,
but we'll manage to make it through somehow or other. Putting up with you, it's
I feel
difficult.
Like I'm on the way out of this, though. And the good news is my mom is home from the hospital. I mean, there's a lot of great things to celebrate. So
my mom was rejoicing yesterday because she said, I have been praying so hard for Jen and her parents. And I said, Mom, she came home from the hospital. It's great news. She's doing well. So, yeah, we were all very relieved.
And my dad is very private about this kind of stuff. But the good news is my dad.
And grumpy, too.
My dad had a tough weekend. But he is feeling a lot better, too. And his oxygen is back up and his temperature's down.
Tell him to get off his grump horse and call me.
Maybe he was on the grump horse. My mom gets home from the hospital, and I'm thinking that, like, she's going to be all happy. She's been so grumpy. I'm like, Mom,
really?
I'm like, the first day I got her home was fine. Yesterday, full grumpy. She's like, you know what? I think it's actually all hit me today. It's, you know, it's very mental. All of this stuff is kind of mental. Yeah. So
all the years that I've known you, I've never really had a serious, long conversation with your mother. I remember, and I think I said to you once, I've never seen your mother smile. Whenever
what?
It was.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Every picture of Jen's mom, she's like beaming.
Well, whatever it is, I don't know. It
maybe
just,
you, maybe I think, around you.
You know what it is?
Yeah,
is
maybe.
You've seen her? No,
maybe,
no, I
maybe.
Think when I
see her
think
only
about when
your
you've
father's
seen my
house.
Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you see my mom, you've seen her on holidays for the most part.
Yeah.
When there's a lot of people around. My mom is, you know, it's funny. I always say my dad and I are extroverted introverts, which is that we are not necessarily like out there, but we will push ourselves to be that way, I think. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I describe both my dad and me. My mom is definitely an introvert, and I think she gets overwhelmed sometimes, like in a party when she feels like she's on my dad's turf. So I think sometimes you're probably right. She's probably in her head when you see her, because there's a lot of stuff going on around. But my mom, when you have a one-on-one conversation with her, she's so smart. She is generally very optimistic. She's a great mom. She's very comforting. And all of those things. It's just,
well,
she does
the
get
fortunate thing for you is that both, you know, growing up with, and this was the thing that was important for me with my two children. When we got divorced, we were even, my wife and I were younger than you, younger than your folks were when they got divorced. So you got the benefit, though, of having them both love you, and you knew it, you felt it, you could, you lived it. And my children did that as well. And I think that's why you have the relationship, a good relationship. And that's probably what stuck you, your father and your mother together, at least as far as friends are concerned.
Oh,
you know,
100%.
When your father walks in the office and sees your mother working in the office with you.
He brought her in, by the way.
I mean, that's a pretty good indication of what he really feels, whether he can express. I mean, it was always hard for me with Tony to do some of that stuff. I mean, you remember Tony, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I love Tony. She's the sweetest thing on the planet.
She was very lovable.
I used to always say that you guys have mirroring relationship like my parents did, where you loved you. I mean, you loved Tony. I know you did, and I know she loved you. And maybe it wasn't romantic love at some point, but that you loved her. And I think that's what...
After the first 5 minutes, it wasn't, I think.
With my parents, the same thing, too. Some people might think it's dysfunctional, and you know what? It probably is. But it works.
The women in my life felt it was dysfunctional, but other than that, it was okay. Speaking of dysfunctional...
Sorry, I was just going to add one little thing. My parents are still married, so I haven't gone through a divorce, but, as a child. But, I was reading an interview with Gwyneth Paltrow the other day, and she was talking about her first husband, Chris Martin, and how it just wasn't meant to be. They did not fit together, but they co-parent really well. And she said she knows now that she was absolutely meant to have her children with him. He was meant to be the father of her children, and her current husband is meant
stars,
to be
man.
The person that she grows old
You're
with.
Supposed
so
to.
Yeah. I think that Jen's parents and you and Tony, you guys were meant to have kids together,
That's how you pick your parents when they're coming in. These people, that's a debate.
I have a sixth sense of humor when I picked mine. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I love them so much.
Speaking of picking, I have not much to say other than I'm not voting for this group, these two.
I was curious how you would feel.
I am not voting for Kamala Harris.
Here's how you knew the deal was sealed. The deal was sealed when you realized that she was the top fundraiser. And they released that story, I think, on Monday of all the people who were kind of competing for this. She was the top fundraiser. She also released a ton of oppo research for people in the field. That's opposition research. And Kamala, you'll hear all the pundits talking about it. They say, oh, this opposition research came out on a lot of the candidates that were on Joe Biden's list. Well, Kamala has a lot of access to that. She's also known for it. It's kind of her special brand of politicking.
She's the one who knocked out Karen Bass. Yeah.
Well, she's the one who knocked out Karen Bass and some of the others who were on the list. So, I don't know. I think a lot of people are saying it's a safe choice. My two cents, and it really doesn't matter because I'm not voting there anyway. So I'm more interested in what you and Victoria think. And actually,
pleasantly surprised to hear that some of my real Bernie supporters are. They don't. I mean, no one's excited about this ticket. Some people are, I guess, but not many people are. No. But there's so much at stake in this election, and RBG being the number one. Every single female friend that I have who was an Elizabeth Warren supporter or who was, you know, a Bernie supporter, I'm surprised, but they have made very strong declarations that they're going to be voting for Biden anyway because there's just too many other things at stake. And
I think that's kind of, I did this call this weekend with just some election planning and stuff, and that was kind of my point. My point is that Republicans are pretty lined up behind Trump. They're going to vote for him, and they'll be excited to do it. People who don't like Trump, even if they're not excited by Biden, it could be a turtle on that side of the ticket. Their distrust, their dislike, their hatred for Trump is going to be enough to make them pull that trigger.
Yeah.
The people in the middle, and Doug, this is why I think you're probably the most interesting in this, because Victoria is voting for Biden. I'm voting for Trump. If you listen to this program with any regularity, you know this. You're the one who's kind of in the middle. And so what does this mean for independents? I don't know if this brings energy to Biden's ticket. And I think that may be where he suffers with this. It may be a safe choice for Democrats because she's a fundraiser. She's got some credentials behind her. But I don't know if it brings excitement. So I know you say you're not going to vote for him now.
Nope.
Why? What?
Because
what is
I don't trust her. I don't want her to be president.
What about the other issues that are connected to this? RBG and Roe v. Wade,
yeah,
I know you support that.
That's,
that is going to be overturned in the next 4 years if Trump gets reelected.
I don't believe
so,
that.
So I don't think that.
Oh, I absolutely believe that.
I think that, 100%. Well, you can believe it.
Mitch McConnell has been caught recorded a month ago saying that his entire goal is to continue to stack the courts with conservative judges.
Well, yeah, that's
and
his
the
goal.
Ultimate goal.
Roe v. Wade. You think we've had a revolution this summer with Black Lives Matter? And whatever, you haven't begun to even think about what would happen if Roe v. Wade, what will go on in this country.
I'm against abortion.
Not just Roe v. Wade, it's immigration. There's so many other issues, too.
Immigration needs to be fixed. And where's the fix from Joe Biden? I'm not going to vote for Trump either, but there's a serious problem still.
Well, that is a vote for Trump if you don't
with, well, no, it isn't. Not in my state. It might be if we didn't have the Electoral College, but with the Electoral College, my vote doesn't mean a damn thing.
I think there's a lot of reasons that you should vote for Trump. Number one, he will continue to fix immigration. Hey,
I'm telling
you why. If you care about China, you should vote for Trump because Biden is the one who's enriched himself off of China with four big deals. He had no money. You can absolutely follow the trails back to the fact that he was put in charge of China as vice president. He's enriched himself and his family. And who do you think is going to be tougher on China? If that really is the issue you care about, you should vote for Trump.
I care about the two issues you just said. I care about immigration. I care about China. I care about how we fit with the world.
Then the choice is clear for you.
Then it isn't.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand all of this. You know me. We were just talking about how we live in our families.
The division's not going anywhere, and it wasn't caused by Trump.
I understand that, too.
It's been exacerbated by Trump.
I don't want the constant conflict somehow, but I don't know that. I just, at this point, I'm disgusted with the whole process. That the best that we can come up with are losers on both sides, in my opinion. These are not people
who
know
Kanye.
How to run, administrate.
You've got Kanye in the middle. Maybe he's your guy.
Yeah, all right, there it is. Kanye, he's my guy. If he can't do it, we don't try. We could do a rap. Want to do a Kanye rap? I thought it was a pretty good start to it.
Kanye,
he's our guy. If he can't do it. All right, so Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I hope they're very happy together. Anybody who lives, even my daughter, who will vote, and my son, they'll vote for Biden. And
I was surprised your daughter-in-law and I were texting last night. She's voting for Biden.
Yeah.
I was very surprised by that. She's a huge Bernie supporter. But
I had that conversation with her on Facebook, FaceTime.
Yeah, we both were talking about the issues that are important
last.
To us. And, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's good. I think you need to follow your heart.
If you don't vote, you don't get a voice. You don't get to complain about Trump or Biden.
I'll vote for everything else. As a matter of fact, I'm very involved in local stuff.
That's really important,
that
actually.
Are very important to me. Very local things. It will set the stage for me working hard to find a person who can actually run my community. That needs to be done this year. And so I don't think Joe Biden runs the country. I don't think Trump. I watched a wonderful PBS special on Ronald Reagan last night. I always, as much as the left excoriates him, and I just always, there were plenty of things about him that left a lot to be desired. But there was something about him and how he felt about the country and the way he presented himself. It was his consciousness. That tone. And the tone that Clinton set, actually, even though, you know, his personal, and I don't even have to say this, we all know about the things that were distracting. But when Clinton was president, we didn't feel good about him. But we felt good about the country. With Reagan,
did
we
feel good about our pharmaceutical business being sent to China?
No, we didn't. No, I'm just saying, I'm just saying, psychologically,
personality-wise,
we felt good about being Americans. We didn't feel good about the country. We don't, many of us, feel good. I don't like where we are in our, I don't like the sense of things going on the streets in our, I just don't like it. Anyway, so there it is. Happy whatever. Happy voting. 21 after the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, most everybody recognizes the music these days of Kelly Clarkson, who's become an American treasure in many different ways. I don't know anybody who doesn't like, I know
so
that sounds like a double negative. Everybody finds something to like in Kelly Clarkson. So now, the latest thing here is that Simon Cowell breaking his back. He's going to be out, what, for about 6 months or so?
Is that I don't know if it's going to be that long. Yeah. Which he's got a metal rod in his back, so he is...
He had a bike accident, for those who didn't remember, over the weekend. So now they have made an announcement on America's Got Talent that they're going to replace Simon Cowell for a while with Kelly Clarkson. She was the very first winner, remember? On American Idol?
Yep.
She takes over the duties while he recovers. She said yesterday, quote, "My friend Simon doing better now, but was in an accident, won't be able to make Tuesday and Wednesday's live shows. No worries, America. Someone far wiser, cooler, and hotter is taking his seat."
She
good
loves to poke fun at Simon
of
when she's
course.
At it.
Right. Anyway, you're welcome in advance, she said. Cowell has been hospitalized because of what happened in Malibu on the bike. His injuries were severe. Does he live in the village, and does he live up the coast? Where does he live? Do you know, Jennifer?
I don't know. I think he's on the coast. I was here by the beach.
Yeah. Anyway, his injury is pretty severe, but he's kept a positive outlook. Joking on social media, he writes, quote, "Some good advice. If you buy an electric trail bike, read the manual before you ride it for the first time. I've broken my back. Thank you, everybody, for your kind messages. And a massive thank you to all the nurses and doctors, some of the nicest people I've ever met. Stay safe, everyone." So he had a metal rod in his back. 6 hours of surgery. That's not going to be fun for him to recover. That's going to ache and hurt.
Can you imagine waking up after that and you've got a metal rod in your back?
Yeah, Clarkson is stepping into the judge's seat in the wake of her divorce from Brandon Blackstock. She and her music manager husband went their separate ways after 6 years of marriage. This song is Walk Away. Isn't that because of the divorce? Isn't that where this song came from?
No, this is before the divorce.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird story, though, because they seemed like they were okay. They went into quarantine, and then, poof, she filed for divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I think she's got the best of everything going for her. I like her a lot.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so that's that story with her. Up next, musically, at 26 past the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and you and Erasure. They released their latest single called Nerves of Steel. Let's listen to this for a second. Now, see, this kind of reminds me of Howdy Doody. I like the way this sounds.
Howdy Doody?
Yeah, I always refer to
about?
When... What's his face?
Thanks, Jen. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I always refer to Rick... what's it? Ashley. It's Howdy Doody. It looks just like Howdy Doody. Anyway, any sound? This I think this sounds like Rick Ashley, don't you think? So crack it up, Philly.
We're getting Rick rolled?
Yeah. Anyway, there's a music video. It's pretty glitzy that goes with this. A dozen or so drag queens and other LGBTQ stars with RuPaul's Drag Race alumni being in there. In this video, Detox, Amanda Lepore, Candace Kane, and more show off their glam looks for the video. This is my favorite track in the album. Erasure singer Andy Bell says, I'm truly honored that all our LGBTQIA friends were so creative during lockdown, helped us with this joyful video. Thanks for creating such a lovely piece of art. Kind of maybe like, Men at Work. Maybe that's more my...
Well, okay. I will give you this because Erasure is exactly from that same time period, from Men at Work in the 80s. Yeah. So, yes, you're not off there. The Howdy Doody thing really threw me. But I didn't realize you meant Rick Astley.
Yeah, right.
It's a lot of decoding here.
One of the... so you got to have Doug speak.
Yes.
One of the video stars, Manila Luzon, said, Nerves of Steel evokes the butterfly feelings I remember when first falling in love. Nothing else in the world mattered. We've all had that feeling, haven't we? I hope we've all had that feeling once in our lives.
This song you probably remember. Chains of Love. This was a huge hit in the 80s for them.
Yeah. I like the 80s pop music scene. Frankly,
some of it gets a little repetitive. You're right.
Well, because there's so many damn stations playing the same music over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah,
that's the problem with that. Now I noticed that K Earth in L.A. On the top of the heap has gone back to playing 70s music with the 80s music, which I think moved the needle for them. Anyway, Nerves of Steel will appear on Erasure's upcoming album, The Neon, which is out later this month. The LP takes inspiration from the groups of Andy Bell and Vince Clark's childhood, i.e., I think that's probably where Men at Work come from, right? Are they childhood?
No, they're from the same era. These guys are old. Yeah, they're from the same era.
So
they're 60s
been...
pop is really what they grew up on.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, pretty refreshing stuff, I think. Anyway, so there it is for your consideration. Erasure. And this Nerves of Steel song, Chains of Love 2. 29 after on the DJV show.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reaction continues to spill in to former Vice President Joe Biden's choice of a former rival for the Democratic nomination to be his running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris. Among politicians, each side has reacted as one would expect. And of course, it's been fodder for the late night TV hosts, including Stephen Colbert, who expressed this perspective at the news last night.
Senator Harris is a surprising choice considering just how hard she went after him. I mean, with hammer and tongs. Over busing, racial equality. She hit him so hard he was spitting teeth like chiclets all over the stage.
President Trump says he's fine with Biden's choice, saying Harris is all about raising taxes and slashing funds for the military. The Big 12 will reportedly soon announce it's planning to play college football this season. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Authorities now identifying the suspect believed to have been involved with an incident that interrupted President Trump's briefing on Monday afternoon. 51-year-old Myron Berryman was shot in the chest by a Secret Service officer near the White House. He had told the agent, according to the Secret Service, that he had a weapon and ran towards him like he was going to fire. TikTok may have been tracking Android users for over a year. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the app tracked Mac addresses, even if users changed their security settings. The report shows the app logged information for at least 15 months, but it stopped doing so since its most recent update in November. TikTok was apparently able to get around Google's policy by adding extra levels of encryption. Hershey's Halloween candy will not have the festive wrapping on it that it normally does. But Hershey's global chief of sales says they're still going to roll out their candy displays even earlier than normal this year in hopes of increasing Halloween sales. The change in wrapping is because they're not sure how popular trick-or-treating is going to be as the pandemic continues, as many families might have smaller gatherings and may not let their kids go door-to-door. You can find us online anytime. Yes, you don't have to go to a door. Just find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Universally yours, it's the DJD program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We are at our best. I notice everything today says Tuesday on it, but it really is Wednesday. Do you notice that, ladies?
It's my bad.
It's
my brain.
You could tell me it's Sunday, and I'd be like, okay. Yeah. I have lost all essence.
Jennifer
time.
Says, can you keep a secret? I really think I'm on Mars at the moment. What do you think?
I know.
It's where I hide. It's where I watch what's going on down here on Earth, looking to see what the expectations are. Well, we all have expectations, right? So hopefully we're leading to your health and happiness. Speaking of health, a lot of things, as usual, related to the virus, including some sports items of interest, including... Again, for the same time, the same word in the second time in the same sentence. The Pac-12 Big Ten and what they're doing. This was this unexpected, the announcement that they're not playing, Victoria? I don't know.
It
was up in the air, I think.
It just seemed like it could kind of go either way. But the Pac-12, that's the Pacific Northwest Conference, they've decided they're canceling football. The Big Ten, I was kind of more surprised about the Big Ten because that is just, you know, like the SEC, those are the two big ones in my mind. So they're canceled. The SEC and the Big 12 have not said anything. They are, you know, they're in red states. I think that there's a political difference here, too, and SEC football. If that doesn't happen, I mean, that's like that's the lifeline of that conference. Yeah. So I don't know. I think they're taking a more cautious approach. They said that they're preaching patience and they're evaluating health concerns, and then they're going to see where they come out of it. The problem is a lot of people have said, well, what's the difference? If the pro sports can play, why can't college? Well, one of the athletic directors
said... Don't hold
your
breath about pro sports either, I think.
Right,
it's working
yeah.
so far. I mean, it's happening.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I don't know if football is... I think depending
well,
on...
Here's, can, this is what I think
college
football
should do. I think the Jets and Giants canceled their seasons. I'm not sure.
I'm not... And believe me, I'm not trying to step on your story because I just...
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Oh, please.
I feel like... No, but here's the thing that's really sad about college sports being canceled is that for so many, this is a step out of their current situation.
Yeah.
It's a kid who's worked really hard academically and athletically to try to get a scholarship and to try
that's
to make
point.
Something of themselves.
Yeah.
And you're shutting them down. And it's not like we can just say, oh, well, we'll get you again next year. No, people age out of these programs. And so for many people, especially so people who are not in that socioeconomic class, they can just re-enroll in college or do all this. I mean, this is meaningful. And a lot of colleges,
yeah.
no one's talking about this or canceling scholarships, which means people are losing their opportunity to actually
well,
be
that's
in college.
Well, that's what the conference has said that they're not going to allow to happen.
And that's
not,
good. But some,
yeah,
but some schools
are
canceling
yeah.
athletics.
And they said they're also going to try to do, the NCAA said they're going to try to grant the athletes an additional season of eligibility. So that's really important.
So how does that show up? How does that, what does that look like? An additional,
well, I guess maybe just they go and play another
yeah.
you know, at the other end of the year. But in spite of that, I think that there's stuff that you can do. If you look at the NBA, because I think we agree baseball and football are much different in is how close contact you come with people. Baseball is set for social distancing. And by and large...
But they're the ones with all the outbreaks.
Well, they're only at 0.03% of their population, which is actually pretty consistent with the rest of us. People are going to get this. People are going to get sick. And so baseball has been doing a lot of testing, and they've been doing okay so far. But basketball has got it all together. Basketball
yeah.
has all their teams in one place. They're
hockey
kind of
too.
Keeping them in the bubble. Hockey as well. So I don't understand why you couldn't do this with football and college sports, where the teams just have to quarantine together, and then you could actually play successfully a season. It
their
seems
reasoning?
To me at a college, it's actually easier to do that than with professional athletes who
I thought that too.
To go to strip clubs.
Right, and I thought that too, but they actually said, unlike, there's a quote from one of the commissioners who said, unlike professional sports, college sports cannot operate in a bubble. Our athletic programs are part of a broader of broader campuses in communities, while in many cases the prevalence of COVID-19 is significant, and they're going to continue to monitor it. But I guess they feel like kids still have to go, the athletes still have to go to classes, and you can't completely segregate them from the rest of the campus. So they're still going to be exposed to new germs.
Most campuses are doing online, though, I was thinking, right?
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
So there's a couple of other things related to the virus in sports. This basketball player, Jeremy Lin, you know him? Seen him?
You know the name. Mm-hmm.
He plays, well, at the moment he's playing in China for
right.
the Chinese Basketball Association. He was in the hospital, however, because he had the issue while he was playing for the Beijing Ducks. His first season in China ended with him being, he's got it. And so he's now talking about, I want protection. Apparently, I mean, I forgot that the Chinese even had a basketball association or they were playing that kind of sports. How
so
many Chinese?
Besides America, the NBA, the second biggest market is China. And the largest merchandise market is China, way more than America or anywhere else.
Really?
So it's very lucrative for the NBA to have those teams in China. Yeah.
What's really interesting in China is that they actually move the basket down about 5 feet.
Why?
No, they
because
don't.
They're so short?
For a second, I almost fell for that.
I fell for it. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees. Remember that song?
I do.
So I'm not thinking about China this way. The CBA is the China Basketball Association. Apparently, the game's a lot more physical over there. Is that they push everybody around and trip them on purpose, and
really?
It's really a rough.
I can't say I've ever seen a basketball game from China.
But we know that American teams go there all the time to play.
Yeah, there are a lot of exhibition games. Jeremy Lin's 31. He was on the Knicks when he was playing here. So they tend to take the celebrities or former celebrities. Yeah. They like that a lot.
Well, remember the story that was publicized about the kid.
Did Lamar Odom go to China, too?
I think he did. But remember the kids, and I can't think of their name. It was like a family of basketball players. All the boys were
basketball players. The ball.
Yeah. And the one kid got arrested for shoplifting in China. Remember?
Yep.
That was just a couple of years ago.
Right. And I remember that.
He was a real dork. I mean, I can't believe that he was...
He stole some sunglasses, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at some pictures that are online of the injuries these guys playing basketball over there suffer. Their legs are cut up. And their arms are really cut up with scars and blood. All they wear leggings to protect their leg. This is a... They're over there. They're rough and tumble, man. Speaking of being over there and being rough and tumble... I thought it was pretty interesting that the Chinese government has warned the United States government against, quote, playing with fire when it comes to Taiwan. Secretary of State, right? Isn't the Secretary of State going to Taiwan this week?
Yeah, remember it was a big deal when Trump, after he first got it.
Secretary of Health? Isn't it Alex Azar?
It's Alex Azar.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're right. Yep, it is. Yeah.
But remember it was Trump who got in trouble the first week he was president, he called Taiwan, and the Chinese flipped out about that.
Yeah.
They don't want people to have anything to do with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're going to see there's an American citizen who's been charged under Hong Kong national security law. This would be the next thing. We'll be trading... to get these people, any American, you're stupid. If you're an American and you go to Hong Kong, the Chinese government, the Communist Party, they're going to be looking for you. They're trying whatever they can. These new national security laws that are over there and in place, so draconian. They're going to grab up, as a matter of fact, in the last couple of weeks, they have been grabbing up people that are Chinese that are over there that are, you know, kind of flipping the bird to the Chinese Communist Party. And so this is not going to be easy. And everybody, not just America, but the whole world is put. See, whether there was ambivalence toward China before, but the virus has changed all that. The virus has put in the spotlight what a bunch of nasty, no good SOB curs there are running the Chinese Communist Party. And so now people are getting wise to it. And you see the same attitude that I have toward doing business with China is now even more fervent in Europe. You see that all over the place. People are trying to figure out what to do. Businesses in Europe are pulling out left and right. So anyway, but the Chinese are not only looking for Americans, they're looking for anybody, any foreigner who's in Hong Kong, you're going to be a target. And they'll put you in jail and who knows what they'll do with you then.
It's not really a safe time. There are a lot of American companies with outposts in Hong Kong.
Yeah, yeah.
So especially in the financial sectors. So yeah, I wonder if those companies will start, if they haven't already, because of the virus changed so much with our work structure.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if companies didn't already pull Americans out of Hong Kong and to begin with, you know, at the beginning of all the pandemic. But if Americans are still working there, I would not feel settled being there for sure.
Not at all. Nope. Pandemic sort of, the focus on the virus for a minute. The number of cases continues to rise. I saw somebody interviewed yesterday, but it was on CNN, so I kind of discounted it with an analysis of the situation, and we're going to have a big explosion in the fall and yada, yada. But that's what you get from Don Lemon and those bozos at CNN. Anyway, the wearing of masks, this was something researchers find. The masks are good, but the neck gaiter is not. You find that
bandanas.
I have to tell you, I sent this.
Yeah, you did.
Every guy that I
know. No, you said it on the air.
My brother, my best friend's husband. I mean, like every guy is wearing these neck gaiters because
bandanas, kind of.
Like, well, no, it's a neck gaiter. It's different. No, yeah. It's different. A neck gaiter goes all the way around your neck, and you, normally they're like, some people call them neck fleeces. It's what you ski.
Wear them in the cold weather. Yeah.
But the thinner versions, a lot of runners will use, surfers use them. So, like, every surfer dude that I know, they're wearing these neck gaiters thinking that they're doing something. And I said to my brother yesterday, I was like, dude, you're not doing anything except, like,
dude.
You're literally, I call him dude. I was like, dude, you've got to stop wearing this and get a real mask. And so his wife, you know, is very on top of this virus. Like, she's very meticulous about things.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I told him it wasn't doing anything.
So does he pay more attention to you or his wife?
Oh, well, now he has no choice but to pay attention to both of us.
And what about your mother? What's Fancy Nancy?
Oh,
saying?
God. Poor Fancy Nancy almost had a heart attack yesterday when she saw this story come out about the neck gaiters because she's seen my brother wearing one.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, Mom, don't get your blood pressure up. It's fine. We're handling it. It's fine. You know, she just gets very worked up about the virus.
So there are other face coverings that also, according to the study, could fit into that category, those knitted masks.
Yeah.
But that one's stupid. There's, like, holes in it. I don't understand. Like, who, you know, your Aunt Betty is crocheting masks. It's not a good look.
So the N95 mask, though, with the exhalation valve, that didn't measure up either.
Yep, and that's what Dr. Jack
people don't
said
use
yesterday.
Them
Jack said yesterday.
On top of it. We argued with him about it.
Well, no, not about that specific mask. He sort of has an odd stance about mask wearing in general.
Well,
but
that's
because
of his wife. That's because of Mary. Mary doesn't wear a mask and doesn't believe in it. So he.
But he said that the N95 masks that have that little respirator hole, and you see them everywhere. If you have the virus and you're wearing one of those masks, you're literally just spreading it everywhere because it goes right through the hole.
Yeah.
So
they say the N95 without that little thing is one of the best.
Yeah.
Today, I told you, my mom, getting visited by the doctor would wear the N95 mask, the cloth mask, and a face shield, and would stand in the door.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
That's what every doctor, I've been to a lot of doctors recently.
I'm going to the doctor, my primary
doctor has
care.
Had that same routine.
Dr. Patty Chang, next week, we'll see what she wears when she's in the office. In terms of what we can celebrate today, a number of things that are good about today, including International Youth Day, the youths of the world. Going back to 1965. You don't know what a ute is?
No. It's from my cousin Vinny, the German. Now, what is a ute? Harvey Munster says it.
Right, Fred Gwynn. That was a great movie. All right, 1965, UN General Assembly began to make a concerted effort to launch a focus on youth. They endorsed the Declaration of the Promotion Among Youth of the Ideas of Peace, mutual respect, understanding between peoples. They began devoting time and resources to empower the youth. I keep wanting to say youth.
You want to keep saying the youth?
I do keep wanting to say that. By recognizing up-and-coming leaders, offering them resources. Where the hell are these people today? Where are the young leaders of today?
They're everywhere. You just don't know any young kids.
No, well, I know my children, but they're not young kids.
He knows us, Victoria.
Right.
Young kids. The leaders of tomorrow. December 17, 1999, UN General Assembly endorsed the recommendation by the World Conference of Ministers responsible for youth, and International Youth Day was formed back then, celebrated August 12, 2000, the first time, and ever since it's been used to educate society. So mobilizing the young people in politics and managing resources to address global problems is the focus. There's a young guy who's running Joe Kennedy's Senate campaign here in Massachusetts. And I have made no bones about me being very supportive of him and not of Marky Malarkey, who's a disgrace and always has been. But now there's somebody who can finally run and beat him. But I sent a note to this kid who manages the campaign. I said, I want to send you some money and put some signs. I haven't heard anything from him. Hello, where are you? Ding, ding, ding. 10 before the hour.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Tech Talk time is now 53 after the hour. We get into the time and then we get into the tech. It's Victoria Keelan's time to shine once again with her expertise and research into all things that are simply technological, including this announcement that Walmart is teaming up with Instacart. So
This is great news for people who buy their groceries at Walmart. If you are in a rural area,
why would you buy your groceries?
You ask the same question every time I mention Walmart and groceries. It's literally the only option for so many people
Isn't
in
that
America.
Awful?
Well, you're the farm guy. You should know how rural America works.
Well, rural America doesn't want to buy groceries at Walmart. They want to buy them at the local farm.
Well, that's not actually true. But rural America, who needs to get their groceries, and sometimes the closest thing is an hour and a half away. Well, you know what? If you're a farm that literally does every single thing and makes their own cereal and their own frozen pizza, then sure, I'd love to know what that farm looks like. But everyone has to buy groceries from somewhere. And so Walmart is one of the largest grocers in America, and so now they've teamed up with Instacart to provide delivery. Walmart has tried their own delivery service, and it didn't work. It just, they didn't have the system in place. Amazon, as we know, owns Whole Foods. Amazon and Whole Foods have worked very well together for the delivery options. In most cases, if you are near a Whole Foods, you get your groceries within 2 hours. And so now Walmart teaming up with Instacart, that's what they're aiming to do, because this is their biggest rival, is Amazon and Whole Foods. So now this is starting in 4 pilot markets spanning California through Oklahoma. This will move further east as they kind of get their mojo down. Instacart already works with other major grocery store chains like Albertsons, Aldi, Costco, Kroger, Foodtown, and Target. And then they also deliver from Wegmans, which is, I think, more Northeast regional, and pharmacies like CVS. So Walmart already has used Sam's Club with Instacart. So that they've kind of been testing the waters on that, and this is the next step. And again, like I said, you know, their main competition is Whole Foods and Amazon Fresh, their delivery service, Prime Pantry. All of those things have been incredibly successful for Amazon. And so thanks to the Prime membership, you get free delivery. And so now Walmart trying to figure out how they can get a piece of that business. Because here's the thing, grocery stores are already reporting, if you're in states that have been heavily hit by COVID, grocery stores like New York, New Jersey, Florida, California, they're already reporting shortages again. We went through this in the beginning of the pandemic.
There you go.
Now we're going through it again.
There we go.
And in the fall, depending on what happens with this virus, I think that's why Walmart is getting out ahead. And people who consider themselves to be more vulnerable to this virus, they don't want to go into a grocery store, and especially a Walmart. So I think this is going to be important for a lot of their customers, and we'll see how it goes, but it's a smart business move.
All right, WYZE would be a radio station in my world. What is it in the camera? They're bringing a camera to market. Would you know it? Is it called YZ? Do we know?
I don't know. I would assume it's WYZE.
All right, let's find out. Here it is. That info.
The Geek Out.
We're big fans of WYZE, and that's the Seattle-based smart home security company famous for their insanely budget-conscious price devices. Specifically, their $30 WYZE cam that I own four of and have enjoyed for years. Well, finally, WYZE has released their most in-demand product, an outdoor security cam. For just $50, you get a fully weatherproof cam that's also fully wireless. Yes, a rechargeable battery. And as with all WYZE products, it comes fully featured, and you'll wonder, just how do they do this for $50? Now, as with all battery-powered cams, it has pros and cons, which are too numerous to list here, but for $50, it's hard to beat, as most direct competitors are two or three times more. But to help, we tweeted reviews at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Next up, facing up to Facebook. What are they banning now?
They are banning racist writings and imagery, with new rules specifically prohibiting depictions of blackface and statements or images suggesting that Jewish people control the world or major institutions. This is something, you're on Facebook way more than I am. I'm like not even on it. But this is something, the few times that I pop in and out of Facebook, I've seen. I don't know where this is coming from, but I know, you know, this is kind of
you
going
mean
back
the prohibited
to
language.
The hatred for the anti-Semitism essentially is what it is.
People in the world.
So there's it's the Nick Cannon kind of thing. There's a lot of Kanye comments, and I don't know. It's very bizarre. But anyway, Facebook is stepping forward.
It would be nice if people would think for themselves instead of all listening to these idiots. Anyway.
So anyway, Facebook is banning this, and they said they've removed 7 million pieces of harmful coronavirus misinformation already just between April and June. So they're continuing to try to combat this kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right, there's the update from Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.